Turkish police have reportedly found cylinders of sarin gas after raiding the homes of militants from Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front, a Takfiri terrorist group fighting the government in Syria. Several Turkish newspapers report that the raids were carried out in Turkey's southern provinces. The confiscated sarin gas was allegedly going to be used in an attack in the southern Turkish city of Adana. However, the city's governor has denied that the militants were in possession of the poisonous substance. Sarin is a colorless, odorless liquid which causes respiratory arrest and death. According to testimony gathered by a UN commission of inquiry, militants have used sarin against Syrians in the ongoing unrest which has claimed thousands of lives. Mr. Rizwan Rizk is a political analyst with me now live from Beirut to share his thoughts with us. Mr. Rizk, first of all, the issue of chemical weapons and chemical substances being used in weapons is, of course, when we speak of humanitarian issues of war, very important. How can we guarantee that these weapons are not going to be used? And what does this report, do you think, says about the use of chemical substances in Syria?
Well, before we say that, what guarantees do we have not to be used those gases against civilians or against the army? We have to talk that these chemical weapons had been used in Syria before in many places, and the last time was actually in Khan al-Asal, which killed many civilians and among. Even killed birds and animals in that village, and all investigations showed that those guys were used by the gangs of Jabhat al-Nusra, and all of his investigations and reports to the UN Council approved that those gases was used by Jabhat al-Nusra. The question remains is, where do they get those gases from, and how do they transport those kind of gases, and were they trained to use those gases? So it's actually the investigation must go further than that. Who is just supporting or delivering those kind of gases to the rebels? How can they transport them under the Turkish intelligence noses? Without even being stopped from that. Now the scenario we have seen lately, or like yesterday, that they were captured with gas, sarin gas, that also proves that the Americans and the Europeans are lying about that. The source must have been from one of those countries who are delivering this kind of weapons. Yes. To the. Now, the investigation with the UN must believe and recognize that those cannot, even if they deny that they did not supply or they're not allowing them to use and they have arrested them.
Yes.
But it's nothing but a lie. And this proves that those kind of groups cannot be controlled at all, and they are willing to go as
yes.
far as using any lethal weapons they do have.
Okay, Mr. Rizwan Rizk, a political analyst speaking with us there live from Beirut with his comments there. Thank you very much, Mr. Rizk.